It's Thursday, July the 2nd. The economic impact of the pandemic keeps mounting. The latest unemployment numbers will be released as McDonald's and Apple scale back on reopening. Plus, this is typically the start of a busy holiday weekend, but not this year.
People are kind of uncertain about what it means to take a vacation during the pandemic.
Vacation days are stacking up, creating a predicament for employers and employees. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. Small businesses in need of a loan have a new opportunity for help. Congress has extended the deadline for the Paycheck Protection Program until August 8th. As we've talked about here before, hundreds of billions of dollars have already been distributed to help during the pandemic. The Wall Street Journal's Ryan Tracy has been on the story.
The real question, though, is what happens to small businesses that have already applied and have run out of the money and still need more help? And we'll see in the coming weeks whether lawmakers allow those companies to apply for another loan or try to get them help in some other way. That's the next thing on the agenda.
The bill now heads to the White House for a signature. McDonald's is holding off on plans to reopen more of its dining rooms as the number of U.S. coronavirus cases keeps climbing. It's planning to wait 3 weeks before bringing any new McDonald's dining rooms online. Drive-through, takeout, and delivery will remain. Apple is also responding to the surge in cases, closing dozens of stores in states that are hard hit by the resurgence of COVID-19. One of those states is California. Initially, it had some success with a stay-at-home order, but things changed. Our Ian Lovett reports from Los Angeles on how early victories may have created a false sense of security.
One of the things public health experts have said is that California's success controlling the virus earlier on may actually have worked against it. You know, on the East Coast, people really felt the brunt of the virus and just how bad it could be. People were getting sick all around them. Hospitals were filling up. They had loved ones who were dying. We did not see a lot of that in California. In California, really the economic lockdown was more painful for most residents than the virus ever was. And so when businesses began to reopen, the message that a lot of residents got was, I guess it's okay now. I can start resuming something much closer to my normal life.
In the wake of a new law allowing China to exert its power over Hong Kong, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bipartisan bill putting sanctions on those who undermine Hong Kong's autonomy. Meantime, Britain is responding to what's happening in its former colony. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is condemning the law and offering millions in Hong Kong the chance to immigrate to the U.K.
We made clear, Mr. Speaker, that if China continued down this path, we would reintroduce a new route for those with British national overseas status to enter the UK, granting them limited leave to remain, with the ability to live and work in the UK and thereafter to apply for citizenship. And that is precisely what we will do.
And the release of a tell-all book by President Trump's niece Mary can move forward after a court overturned a temporary restraining order. The president's younger brother Robert sued to block publication, saying it violated a confidentiality agreement. Robert Trump's attorney didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but has condemned Mary Trump and publisher Simon & Schuster in the past. We'll get a better picture of where the economy stands as the latest job numbers are released today. A look ahead after a quick break. A new report from the Transportation Department's internal watchdog criticizes the FAA's handling of the Boeing 737 MAX issues. The report says bureaucratic delays wasted any chance the aviation regulators had to act in time to prevent the second fatal accident. An FAA spokesman declined to comment. Boeing said it has made major safety changes since the accident. Another key metric that's used to determine the health of our economy comes out today as monthly and weekly unemployment numbers are released. Markets reporter Joe Wallace explains why the data may not tell the full story.
The U.S. economy likely regained millions of lost jobs in June, although a rise in coronavirus infections in several states could hamper the recovery in the labor market. Economists who were surveyed by the Wall Street Journal reckon that employers added 2.9 million jobs last month, and they expect the unemployment rate to fall from 13.3% in May to 12.4% in June. If these numbers do pan out in today's report, that would show that Americans are slowly getting back to work after a historic downturn in the labour market in April. But today's jobs report is based on survey data that was largely collected in the middle of last month. And it's worth bearing in mind that since then, some states have reversed or paused reopening plans because coronavirus infections have jumped in the south and the west of the US. So the report won't reflect government-mandated business closures and related layoffs stemming from that jump in coronavirus cases.
When we come back, lots of vacation days, but nowhere to go. We'll tell you what your boss may be doing to get you to take some time off. A 3-day weekend is coming up for July 4th, and normally that would be a time to consider a trip. But this year is an exception. Not only are we working from home because of the pandemic, we're not taking our vacation days. Companies big and small are noticing. It's an issue that's the focus of a new story by the Wall Street Journal's Matt Grossman. Matt joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Matt, you've described this situation with vacation days, if you will, as a conundrum. What's happening here?
Yeah, so we're getting into a time of the year when a lot of people across the country generally like to take vacations over the summer, along with the holiday season. It's a really big time for people to take off. But now that there's no particular sign of the pandemic really abating in a really decisive way, people are really struggling to make that decision that they're going to go travel or go visit loved ones. So in the workplace, people are building up vacation time in a way that they usually don't. They're building up balances of paid time off that they don't have a chance to spend. And it's leading to some tough conversations between workers and employers about what's going to happen to that time, how people should be using their time off. It's creating a lot of tough decisions in the workforce.
Are people not taking time off because they have nowhere to go or they don't want to travel? Or are there other reasons as well?
So a lack of destinations is one big reason. Another is just that people are kind of uncertain about what it means to take a vacation during the pandemic. A lot of people have more responsibility at work. It's more important for people to get things done on time because companies are under more stress. And with all of us working from home, we want to make sure our bosses know that we're working hard and that we're dedicated to the company, especially, you know, with the economy becoming more uncertain. So I think people are also a little bit nervous about stepping away at what seems like a really important time, both for the whole country, but also just for everybody's individual work situation.
And Matt, this is not just anecdotal. There is actual data on this about vacation day usage.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spoke with Zenefits, which is a third-party human resources service provider. And they looked at the data for workers who are requesting time off at all of the companies that are customers of Zenefits. And so last year in April and May, there were about 120,000 requests among that group of employees to take vacation in those 2 months. This year, it was down to 63,000. So that was just more than half as much as last year. So that's certainly a big impact.
So how are companies adjusting? Because obviously, to have a workforce that is not well rested and not taking a break, it certainly doesn't help with productivity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a question that companies are really grappling with. This whole work from home situation is a new experience for everybody. And I think it's still kind of in the experimentation phase where companies are trying to figure out how do you keep your workforce productive. So a lot of the companies I spoke with have said their messaging to employees is really clear. They want people to be taking time off. In some cases, they have added additional time off on top of their previous vacation policies. One company I spoke with, a software company called Affirm in San Francisco, they already had unlimited time off for employees, but they added a 4-day weekend for Memorial Day, basically saying that from Friday through Monday of that weekend, nobody was going to be working at all throughout the entire company. Just because they really wanted to do something to emphasize that people really should be taking time off.
Is there importance for someone who is in a leadership position or a supervisor, managerial role, for them to take vacation to perhaps set an example for the rest of their employees?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I heard about from a number of the managers I spoke with, that companies are finding that it's important for their executives to be taking time off to kind of reassure people that it's all right to do that now. That I think one human resources manager told me that her workers were feeling like it would be a selfish time to take vacation because there's so much important, critical stuff happening at the company in a time like this. So I think that social example is really important. Again, one company I spoke with passed around a sign-up sheet where everybody could sign up for the day that they were going to take off. And that really helped each employee see that the other employees at the company were taking vacation, and that made them feel better about taking time off. So in other words, it kind of was a way to make it feel more socially acceptable to be taking vacation.
Is there a fear or concern when 2021 comes around that companies are going to have this big burden or predicament about a big vacation rush?
Yeah, I think that is a concern, maybe more at this point, something that might happen towards the end of this year. Again, most states allow companies to have vacation time that expires at the end of the year. And I spoke with some workers who kind of had to shrug and accept that. Spoke to one man who works at an organization, a community college, whose fiscal year ends in June. So he actually experienced that this week, where June ended. He had vacation time that he hadn't been able to use during the pandemic, and the time just expired. And so that kind of evaporated for him. And yeah, I think companies are a little concerned about what that will shape up like towards the end of this year.
Mac Grossman, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
And that's what's news for this morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We're back with another updated episode this evening, and there are always more stories on WSJ.com. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.